Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. May I have your zip code to locate your account?
30188.
And can I have your first and last name?
Todd Gehring.
Is that last name Geurink?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And could you verify the mailing address on this account?
P.O. Box. Hold on, I always gotta look it up. P.O. Box 2792, Woodstock, Georgia 30188.
Thank you. On this account, I see it has the Elite Edge Rise product that increases strength and stamina. And how may I help you today?
Yeah, can you confirm when it shipped out? Because I haven't received.
Yes, sir. Just 1 second.
Any kind of tracking information, tracking number you can send me?
Yes, sir. Just 1 second. Okay, so I show that the item was initially delivered back in May. Let me get you that specific date. That was May the 11th.
I don't need that date. I need the. You just charged me for a renewal. So when did the next shipment come out?
Okay, sir. So that $27.48 charge that just came out was the price for the item you had received back in May. It's initially on a 14-day trial basis. You pay for shipping and handling, which was the $6.97 to receive the item. Once the trial ends, you're then charged the full price for the item. So you had a discounted price of 75%, so the $27.48 is the price for what you have already received.
But they told me that's not how she explained it last time. When I called back to get that discount, she said it'll automatically come out. It'll send a month's supply out every month at that price, unless I call back to cancel it.
Yes, sir. That is how that works. So your account was initially placed on an extended trial period, and you were given a 75% discount. So you were charged a full price, a discounted full price of $27.48. Once again, that's the full price for what was ordered back in May. I'm not sure if that information was explained to you correctly or not, but that's how it works. And then every 30 days after the full price charge, you're sent out a new bottle.
I'm already out. I've been out.
Okay, well, I can.
First of all, that's not how it was explained to me. All right. This is only a 1 month supply, and you sent it in February. So why would you wait until, when did you send this out? When was the first time, in May or February?
In May.
All right, May what?
It was ordered on May the 6th.
Okay, so I've already had it for a full month. It's only a 30-day supply.
Yes, sir. So you had an extended trial period, which gave you the full 30 days to try the items. After 30 days, it automatically renews. I can see when your next shipment date would be.
All right. So I got two things I'm going to dispute. All right. And I'll call, and my next call will be to my bank, and I'll just dispute the charge and have it reversed. Nobody ever said they would go back and charge me for the trial period. All right. That's not how these things work. I've done these things multiple times.
That is how our trial works.
But the initial supply, you just pay for whatever the trial period was.
Mm-hmm.
It was a trial. All right. Mm-hmm. And then if you want additional supplies, then you start paying a monthly rate.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it always worked, and that's how it was explained to me. So
okay, I do apologize. That information was explained incorrectly.
Can I finish? All right. So then they said that this would automatically be sent out when I got charged. If I didn't call back, they would send out another month supply, and I would be charged that 75 discounted percent rate. So when I saw that I was charged, I kept thinking it's going to show up. So I've gone to my post office box multiple times looking for it, and it's not there. And now you're telling me it's never even left yet. So, A, I'm not paying $27.48 for the shipment I got back in May. Right? I'm paying for the shipment that's supposed to be out now. That payment can go towards that shipment, and I need that shipment to go out ASAP.
Okay, well, so I have already explained the $27.48 was for the May item. Are you looking to make any changes to your account today?
I'm not paying that for the May item. So you can either fix what, however you can fix it, or my next call, well, I'll just go to my bank and dispute the transaction and say I never authorized it. So they'll get it back. And then it'll probably end our relationship. So do you guys want to ship me another bottle then at no charge?
No, sir, we can't do that. In order to ship you another bottle, it'll be another $27.48. But if you no longer want this account, I can refund the $27.48.
Well, who's the person who gave me the 75% off? They were much more amenable, and they were much more customer friendly.
I'm not able to see who you spoke to, sir.
All right, then let me speak to a manager or whoever the highest ranking person there that has authority to actually try to save me as a customer.
Okay, sir, I'm not sure what else we can do. I have already explained the $27.48 was for the May charge. We can't just send you out. We just can't credit that towards the charge.
That after the fact. You can't tell me that after the fact. It was never explained to me that way when I
Well, I do
it.
Apologize that no one explained that information to you correctly.
That to me when I called you. I called and got the 75% discount. It was explained the total opposite.
Mm-hmm.
I had ended, mm-hmm. or they then start sending me shipments monthly at that rate.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever said I'm going to retro back a payment for something I had already received. Nobody,
mm-hmm.
nobody does that. Nobody does that.
Mm-hmm.
No other company for any of these vitamins, stuff like this, ever does that.
Mm-hmm.
So I need that fixed.
Well, sir, there isn't much I can do to this account to fix that. That $27.48 was for the May item.
Then fix it. I'm not agreeing to pay for the May item.
Yes, sir. Well, I have already stated we can refund you for that and get the account canceled.
And then start it back up at 75%?
Well, once the account is canceled, you don't receive any more charges or products sent to you, so the account is canceled.
You can't reopen an account once it's canceled?
No, sir. Once it has been canceled and refunded, then no. So we can't put that $27.48 towards the June shipment. It has to go to the May charge. That's how our trial works.
Nobody explained that to me.
Well, I do apologize. No one explained that information to you correctly.
All right, so you'd rather just lose me than as a customer?
Well, sir, you did say that you would just dispute the charge, so I would think you didn't want to pay it if you had to work that way that our company has it.
I don't want to pay it. I want to.
Okay,
I want to
so
keep
I can get it refunded.
I'm willing to pay the products up front, but you're willing to lose me over $27.
Sir, I'm not sure what else I can do for you.
You guys have discounted the product 75%, and you're going to lose me now over $27?
Once again, sir, I'm not sure what else there is I can do for you. The options that you're asking me to do, we can't do that as a company.
Who can do something? Who else is there? Is there a supervisor there? Is there a manager there? Is there someone who has more authority to save me over $27? Yes or no?
Yes, sir. Every company has a supervisor.
Okay. Then I asked about 5 minutes ago, let me speak to a manager or supervisor.
Okay, I'll get you transferred over. Please stay on the line.